The proposal to build affordable housing on publicly owned land near a conservation area in Newmarket was met with both concern and approval during the first public information meeting. We should be very proud of both York Region and the town for the steps they're taking to engage us as residents, resident Rex Taylor said during the online meeting September 23 about the plan for 62 Bayview Parkway. People have very legitimate concerns, height of the building, and the rest of it. Those will be listened to, but I urge everyone to take a look at the big picture. It is important for communities to support needed affordable housing, he said. Housing York's plan to build affordable housing at the former site of regional headquarters was approved last June. Although the proposal is still in the preliminary stages with a public planning process to come at the town level, the move sparked an outcry from residents concerned about the project's impact. One point of umbrage regarded the lack of public consultation before York Region approved the land for affordable housing. Housing York Chair and Newmarket Mayor John Taylor said he wants to ensure the project works for the community through consultation, but there is an issue with the idea of getting public approval before starting an affordable housing process. If we consulted the area residents every time we want to establish affordable housing, we might have little affordable housing in this country, he said. It's too bad that is true. No detailed plans have been made on the project layout, though Housing York expects to build between 115 to 250 units, with 70% rent geared to income supplemented and 30% at market rate. Staff also said the project footprint would be maintained on the currently developed portion of the property and would not extend into the bordering Mabel Davis Conservation Area. Davis originally donated the property to the region in honor of her father, former County of York Warden Elihu James Davis. The requirement was that the lands be kept in public use. Some residents have questioned if this project would qualify, but Mayor Taylor said the region believes it does. We are very confident this satisfies both the letter and spirit of Mabel Davis's intention, he said. York Region owns it and continues to own it. York Region staff detailed the region's housing affordability challenges and a vision for these new buildings to be environmentally friendly. They also stressed there will be more public consultation opportunities and planning studies to explore issues like traffic and sewage capacity. Much of the presentation was dedicated to answering questions from residents. Patsy Hawk, who said she was speaking on behalf of a neighbor, said crime is a concern. Increase in drugs and burglaries and all other things right across the street. He's concerned about his own home and safety, she said. Taylor said the stereotype of Housing York buildings is inaccurate. Other than they need some help with housing affordability costs, there is no difference, he said. I would really want to urge people to not fall into the stereotype or stigmatize residents that will be living here. Other public concerns included costs, building height, and ensuring garbage is kept away from the conservation area. Region staff said they will continue consultation as the development moves forward. You can send questions or apply for a community liaison committee by messaging 62bayview@york.ca. More information is available at york.ca/62bayview.